Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Great day to be a Tiger, and this morning it started off really great as the Tigers finished off UCLA 9-5. You heard Charlie give the details of it. Jared Jones driving in 4 runs, but what a superb pitching job by the right-hander freshman Kason Evans, over 4 innings pitch, and he did a fabulous job shutting down the UCLA bats. Got a little bit kind of hairy in the 8th inning, but Chase Shores coming in here did a fantastic job sealing the deal for the Tigers. And man, Steven Milam. Oh, my God. Is Monster Milam having a series here out in Omaha? We'll go through all the details. But, Charlie, last night, you know, with the rain delay, and then you wondered how, you know, Coach Johnson would work this. He wasn't going to go back to Anthony Ianson in this spot, but who would get that position? Kind of start in the morning, and I think a lot of people felt Kason would be the guy, but you know, a lot of people brought up a lot of other names involved, but Kason Evans again comes through for you in a pinch, man. The freshman who is going to be part of the starting rotation next year, no question about it, really came through big for the Tigers.
So, Mike, I guess we'll start with last night before the rain delay happened. The first 3 innings, you know, Anthony Ianson gets touched up for 3 runs in the first by UCLA, and they kept repeating the stat over and over and over again. Oh, UCLA is 26-1 when they score first. The answer in the bottom of the first was so gigantic. And that one swing of the bat by Jared Jones, right, where he has the 0-for-5 day in the first game against Arkansas, and then he comes back and he has a huge at-bat in the first inning against UCLA where he crushed it off the bat. I thought that ball was well gone when he hit it. And then it just sneaks over the wall, Mike, and he gets that 3-run shot. And all of a sudden, LSU answers with a 4 spot in the bottom half of the first. I thought that was the key to the game, like the entire game. Even with, you know, the rain delay and what happened, being able to answer immediately after UCLA threw that first punch was giant. And then you have the rain delay, you have a 5-3 lead, and you're not going to be able to use Anthony Ianson because of that delay, and it pushes it to this morning. And as you mentioned, Kason Evans, once again, with his second heroic performance in the postseason, he's been outstanding all season long for LSU. His ERA is now at 2.05, but 4 1/3 innings pitch, he only gives up 4 runs or 4 hits, and then the 2 runs that were tied to him were given up by Cooper Williams, who came out of the bullpen in relief. I thought that Jay was really going to let Kason take the whole rest of the game, but he only throws the 4 1/3 innings pitched. Cooper comes out in relief, and then Chase Shores gets the final 4 outs. And he is, like, I remember we talked with Scott Sanders a couple of weeks ago, Mike, leading into the postseason, and he said that Chase Shores was going to be the X factor for this LSU pitching staff. And if that's the case, I mean, Chase Shores has been awesome in every single relief appearance he's had in the postseason so far. And he was great again today, Mike.
Yeah, no question about it. We want to tell everybody tomorrow's game, and they will play the winner of tonight's game between Arkansas and UCLA.
Right.
We will have it here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app at 5:30 pregame, first pitch at 6 o'clock. And we want to thank the great sponsors. Always come through for us to broadcast these games for you. First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keith's Heating and Air, Louisiana Dental, and also Cummins. And, Charlie, I told this to Diane. Saturday, I go to Louisiana Line Camp. And so I'm getting interviewed television-wise here and there. And I can hear the voice of Chris Blair all around me.
Right.
People listening to the game on the Big 870. But there's still a generation of people. And you can watch it on the phone, you know, if you have the right app and everything. You can watch the game on the phone. But people still listen to baseball. There's a certain generation that, you know, you grew up with listening to it. It wasn't all the cable TV like we have today. But it was so kind of tug at the heart to hear it from so many different places. So I'm interviewing Kevin Mawai, and he's like, man, what's all that? What's going on? And I'm like, LSU baseball. And he was like, oh, I forgot all about it. And you could hear the voice of Chris Blair all over, you know, down that little corridor street at Nicholls State in Thibodaux. But great win by the Tigers. And now you one win away.
So there's a couple things I wanted to bring up here, Mike. First and foremost, you know, the defense from UCLA and LSU. They're both top 10 in fielding percentage, and it was on full display in this performance.
That shortstop UCLA guy's pretty damn
good,
isn't he?
He's legit. But also, I mean, Stephen Milam made some awesome plays at shortstop for LSU. Danny Dickinson was fantastic at second base. Yep. Like the middle infield for LSU, I remember way back early on in the season, you know, Bill Frankes, who does everything for LSU baseball, he's Mr. LSU baseball, had said that this might be one of the best middle infields that LSU has ever had since he's been covering the team. And he's on to something because Milam's great. Danny Dickinson's great. They were both needed in this game against UCLA, and they flashed the leather multiple times. But going back to what you were saying, with LSU now moving to 2-0, there's a couple of things I wanted to bring up here. You know, with this matchup against LSU, or with Arkansas and UCLA tonight, Arkansas is going back to their ace. You'll remember Zach Root didn't throw too many pitches when he got shelled by LSU, and he exited in the second inning of that game. Arkansas is going back to him for tonight's matchup against UCLA. If LSU had lost this game, they were going to have to face a first-team All-SEC pitcher in an elimination game at the College World Series. Instead, that's UCLA that has to do that with their lefty, you know, heavy lineup. So they're going to battle it out tonight, and then whoever wins that game has to beat LSU twice to make it to the championship series. Meanwhile, LSU only has to win one more game to make it to that final. So there was also a stat that I saw via ESPN, Mike, that the Tigers have won the title in 6 of the previous 7 years they started the Men's College World Series off 2-0. That's a pretty good number, Mike.
Yeah, it is. And I think my numbers are going to be right on this, but Stephen Milam, Monster Milam, in the NCAA tournament, he's 12 for 27, which would put him at a .444 clip batting average, 12 RBIs, 11 runs, 11 walks.
He's been awesome.
How about that? And he had a little low there with the bat, but, man, is he on fire right now. And he's certainly a big cog offensively, and you brought up his defensive prowess.
Yes.
No question about that. But now the bat has started to get hot for him. And Monster Milam, .444 in the NCAA tournament.
And, Mike, what have we continued to say about this specific LSU team? They're built on pitching, they're built on defense, and they're built on timely hitting. That's another thing that I noticed from today's matchup when they resumed the game in the fourth inning. All of the 4 runs that LSU scored today to go from 5 runs in the game to end up with 9 were all with 2 outs. They got the clutch hits. Stephen Milam had a clutch hit. Jarrett Jones had a clutch hit. Danny Dickinson had a clutch hit. The bats came alive when it mattered most, and that was what really led them to this victory. And now they're sitting in the driver's seat at the College World Series.
No question about it. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll have live from Omaha, Chessa Boucher from Baton Rouge Proud. She's covering the LSU Tigers in Omaha. We'll have Chessa on with us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We have on with us Chessa Boucher from Omaha covering the LSU Tiger baseball team. Chessa, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Chessa, I talked to Doug Mouton about this in a joking manner. He's like, Mike, you know, I covered so many World Series events out in Omaha, and you never know how to really kind of pack for it when you leave, okay? You take that drive, and you know where you can go eat if you want to, you know, wherever you want to eat at, or you want to maybe tip a glass or whatever. But he said, you know, the first thing you really got to find out where the laundromat is.
Do y'all have somebody spying on me? Because today is definitely laundry day. I'm trying to find the nearest laundromat because our Airbnb, the washer, like, won't lock, and so we can't do laundry. Brian, my sports director, had to do a load of clothes last night in the sink, and I'm trying not to do that. So we're going to try to find a laundromat. So, yeah, y'all are spying on us. Y'all definitely know what's up here in Omaha.
That is funny. I think the most asked question, we'll talk about what's happened over the last 72 hours, but Chessa, just a guess on who will pitch tomorrow. I think a lot of people feel maybe this is Zach Cowan's opportunity here, but I'll get your take on it, on who will pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually thought Zach might have gotten the ball today. I think with his experience, what he's able to do in the start of the season, kind of midway through, he's one of the most dominant pitchers LSU had. I think he's hit a few bumps in the road, but I expect him to have a big presence here in Omaha. I think he's due. I think he's a veteran guy. He threw a lot of pitches at Wofford, and now being at LSU, what he was able to do, I think Jay trusts him. I think he knows that his confidence has kind of changed because he hasn't performed the way he had been performing. But I think on a stage like this, that Jay is going to give him the ball and be confident in him and tell him to go out there and just be him, not to try to do too much and, you know, try to get a few innings in, because that's the biggest thing here in Omaha. If you can get deeper into the ballgame and not use a ton of arms, it sets you up perfectly for that, hopefully just one win, and then you punch your ticket to the championship series.
Chessa, one of the things we Charlie and I talked about it with Stephen Milam, and he's just been on an absolute tear. But what's sort of been underrated a little bit is how well Jake Brown, he continues this big-time assault on right-handed pitching. And he is kind of a backdrop player with all this. We've talked about the pitching, how well it's come through for LSU. But Jake Brown's another guy that has really come through big-time for the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had a breakout freshman year. I know whenever they lost in Chapel Hill and the way that they did lose, Jake Brown took that personally and he had something to prove. I think it's impressive that he's been so clutch off the bench. Some games, like you said, depending on who's pitching for the other team, some games he starts in right field, sometimes he pinch hits. But he has just been spectacular. He is so clutch. It's crazy to think that Josh Pearson, who is won a national championship with LSU, and he's been the most clutch player that Jay Johnson has ever coached. Those were his words exactly for Jake Brown to kind of go back and forth with Jake Brown being a sophomore and a national champion just 2 years removed in Josh Pearson. I think that shows the caliber of hitter that he is, and also he's great out in right field as well.
Chessa, the importance of this LSU defense, we've been kind of praising it, but it falls a little bit underreported, I feel, because of how good they've been and how consistent they've been all season long. They have a top 10 fielding percentage in all of D1 baseball, but you saw it on display, especially the middle infield. Stephen Milam, as Mike had mentioned, Danny Dickinson made some awesome plays. Even Jared Jones fields his position very well at first base. The infield for this LSU baseball team was on full display defensively against UCLA.
Oh, absolutely. And I actually went on Pig Trail Nation, which is our sister station in Fayetteville, and they asked, like, what's the difference maker here in Omaha? And I was like, you have to have stellar pitching, but defensively you have to cleanly defend. And that's what we've seen LSU do all season long. I think that 1-2 punches you were talking about in the middle of the infield with Danny and Milam, they are freaking incredible. I think Monster only has 4 or 5 errors on the season at shortstop, which he told me growing up, he grew up playing that position, so he's most comfortable playing that position. But I think this team doesn't get enough credit. It's the best fielding percentage team Jay has had at LSU, and I think that's what kind of makes them stand out, because your pitching is going well, you have the defense to back it up, and the bats have come alive in the past 2 weeks. This is a scary, dominant team and hard to go up against, which we've seen in the first 2 games here in Omaha.
Chessa, one of the things that reminds me a little bit of some of the Paul Maneri teams, that great defense, pitching, and timely hitting. And so
yes,
we've seen kind of some lulls here and there, but the ability to get a hit when you need to. LSU has rang that bell over the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely. And I was actually talking about this morning. I know that Jake Fry has been a little bit quiet here in Omaha and last week, but the week before, especially in the regional, I mean, he was phenomenal. His approach at the plate, he is so patient, and I think that puts a lot of pressure on opposing pitching staff, and I think that's what you see from LSU. And like you said, the timely hits have been crucial. We've seen LSU's bats go cold leading up to the postseason, and that was kind of a concern of, will they get the bats going? But today, they scored 9 runs. 6 of those were RBI singles. You don't have to hit the ball out of the ballpark, because we know, especially here in Omaha, the ballpark plays big, so you need more of those timely hits that was, you know, RBI single, RBI double. Manufacture runs, and that's the best way you're going to be successful, and that's what we've seen so far. And I mean, LSU can win it both ways. We saw Bear Jones hit a 3-run bomb against UCLA last night. And then today, again, 6 runs, all RBI singles. So I think LSU has a way of winning games in different ways, and I think that's what makes them hard to beat.
You know, Chessa, I want to get your thoughts on how critical it really was to stay in the winner's bracket here. I know, you know, when Jay won it all with LSU in 2023, they started off 1-1, but the stat that ESPN had put out recently was that out of the last 7 times that LSU started the Men's College World Series 2-0, they won the title in 6 of those 7 tries. So this is a really big game to have picked up, because at the same time, you're looking at UCLA having to go against Arkansas tonight, and Arkansas is throwing Zach Root in this game, their ace pitcher, who only threw an inning and two thirds against LSU before he got taken out. I think he only threw like 40 pitches. So he's available for tonight's game against that really lefty heavy matchup. So you were looking at either having to play Zach Root and that Arkansas team in an elimination game, or being in the spot that LSU's in right now, 2-0, and having to face the winner of tonight's matchup and them having to beat you twice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of well known. If you go 2-0, you're in the driver's seat. It sets you up nicely. You don't have to play back-to-back-to-back-to-back games. So you don't have to go deep into your bullpen. That means you're rested. You have guys ready to roll for that championship series if you make it to the championship series. And I think, you know, even though last night you hate that Anthony Einson only threw 44 pitches, he went three and a third innings. I think that he will be available to go. So you bring out your ace yet again to face Arkansas to put you, just one win away to making that championship series. So I think it's all about the bullpen, how it sets you up, especially today. Only using three arms is huge. I know that Jay really kind of knows how to play those cards, and he knows when to pull guys and when he needs to keep them in. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Kate Anderson go back out there either on, Wednesday. If he goes out there, if they do have to play a game two, if you have Kate Anderson throw for that game, or if you wait and save him for the championship series, it all just depends on the situation. But I think that's the reason why you want to be in the driver's seat. You kind of had the leg up. You get a day's off. I will tell you, being out here right now, the weather looks like it's starting to turn a little bit. And we saw how quickly it turned last night. So something to keep in mind with Arkansas supposed to start this game at 6 o'clock. I don't know if this game is going to go all night, if there's going to be a long weather delay, if it has to, you know, start over tomorrow. We'll see. That's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Chessa, one of the things with Jared Jones, and you brought up about the Bear, he's going through these kind of highs and lows. And I think that whoever's going to pick him in the majors, they're going to have to accept that. I think he's always going to be that way as a player. He'll get really hot, and then he'll cool off, and he'll get really hot and cool off. And we've seen the highs and lows with him, but, you know, to see that kind of dugout conversation, somebody had the clip of him and Coach Johnson talking and how they took some extra swings with him and everything. He can change a game so quickly because he can hit a ball out the park. But I think his inconsistency, I think, will always sort of be there with him as a player. He's gotten better, I think, being more, I think, adapt to understanding what pitches to go after. But I think he's always going to have that streaky nature to him.
Yeah, I would agree. In the start of the season, I was impressed. He seemed to be a little bit more patient at the plate. We knew that he likes to chase those balls, that high heat. And it seemed like he was being a little bit more patient and laying off of those. And then towards the midway of the season, it's like he's going after these low breaking balls, which has not really been the pitch that he would hunt for. So I agree. I think that you'll always kind of get an inconsistency with him. But like you said, he's such a dangerous hitter. You give him the wrong pitch, he's going to make you pay for it. But I will say that I'm impressed that he was in the cage trying to get extra work, trying to get his swing back. I think he bounced back today. He went 2-for-4 with 4 RBI, had a big day when LSU really needed it. So I think he's a guy still that LSU is going to lean on. But I wish he would lay off the breaking balls and let the ump call the ball and get on base more like Ethan Frye does, because then that would make him even more dangerous, him being on base and hopefully somebody bringing him home.
Chessa, before the postseason started, we talked with Scott Sanders, a former MLB pitcher, about the X factor on the mound for this LSU team. And he kind of highlighted Chase Shores. And the way that Jay's been using Chase has been so smart, just out of the bullpen, getting a couple outs here and there, sometimes 3, sometimes 4, just being able to close games or pitch like the really high leverage late inning situations. And out of the bullpen, it just feels like Chase has his best stuff. He's always throwing the gas. He's up to 100 miles per hour, up to 101 at times. He's so, so nasty out of the bullpen for this LSU team. And it really kind of gets those late inning situations. he's really hard to hit.
Yeah, he is. I was interested to see how he would be as a starter just because he hasn't had a true full season in the purple and gold. We saw him come out. It was a little shaky, and I agree. I think him coming out of the bullpen, you have all gas, no brakes. That's the mindset coming out of the pen, and I think he plays better in that position, knowing, like, I don't have to kind of try to control it or to, you know, slow down my heart rate. Like, I can just go out there and give it gas and, you know, go one or two innings and get the outs that I need for this team. So I think he's done a really good job. It's crazy how he is on the mound. He's just, like, dominant on the mound and kind of, I don't want to say scary, but, I mean, you see a 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you, I wouldn't want to swing at it. I know I'm going to be real late to that ball. But I think it's funny, his demeanor off the field. He's like a gentle giant. And so I think he's kind of had to hone in on maybe being a little bit more nasty and kind of taking that, like, you're not going to mess with me, you're not going to touch my stuff up. And so I think the bullpen has allowed him to almost have that alter ego of being the true Chase Shores and throwing that heat, and nobody's going to get after him. And I think he's done a phenomenal job, and we've seen him get the ball twice here to close things out. And I think Jay's really starting to trust him and knows that he can go to him and he's going to be that guy in the back end.
I think, Chessa, one of the things too, I've talked to a couple orthopedic surgeons that have brought this up to me about when you're coming off that Tommy John surgery, you never really know when everything starts to really set in place. And it's not gradual. It's like all of a sudden, oh, I feel like I did before. And you can start to see that in Chase Shores today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I also feel like a lot of people don't realize how much time he has lost.
Yeah.
Like, he missed a whole, a year and a half. And so when you lose that much time, one, you're going to be rusty. But like you said, you don't really know what it's going to be like coming off of that surgery. And I think he's really come into his own. I think he's been a lot more confident, and he knows his stuff, and he knows that he can do what they need him to do. And I think being on the biggest stage and getting the outs that he has in the College World Series has done nothing but show his ability and what he was brought to LSU to do.
Chessa, thanks so much for joining us. Fantastic stuff. Always appreciate you coming on, and I'll let you go so you can go find that laundromat.
Yeah, I got to go buy change, too. So.
That's
y'all
great.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Chessa.
Thank you, Chessa. Chessa Boucher, live from Omaha, from Baton Rouge Proud, does a great job covering the LSU Tigers. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long. Again, we want to thank Chesa Boucher taking time out of her busy day in Omaha to come on with us to give those reports about the Tigers. The other news happening, Pelicans gained another first-round pick. So now they have the 7th and the 23rd overall picks in round one for the NBA draft. A lot of speculation. We talked about this last week. It was brought up in numerous corners of the NBA that the Pelicans are looking strongly at trying to trade up to get Rutgers' own Ace Bailey. And now they've got some ammunition, Charlie, with the 7th and the 23rd overall pick. And this seems to me to be a trade to set up for another trade.
So we can go about this a couple different ways, Mike. All of it is speculation as of now. The Pelicans could potentially try and trade up into the top, you know, couple, five picks, I would say, to try and get Ace Bailey. Here's something that's interesting about Ace, though, Mike. Jonathan Givony, who covers the NBA draft for ESPN, talked about Ace Bailey's stock starting to fall because he's been unwilling to visit with different teams ahead of the NBA draft. He hasn't conducted a workout yet with any of these teams. And he believes that he's still a top three player in this draft class and wants to be selected by a team that will, quote unquote, provide a clear pathway to stardom. Givony said, quote, Bailey's pre-draft workout strategy has perplexed some observers as he has yet to conduct a single known workout to date, having declined invitations from several teams within his draft range. Sources say Bailey's camp has informed interested teams that they believe he is a top three player in the draft, but also seeks a clear pathway to stardom, perhaps feeling comfortable that a team will trade up to get him at numbers 3 or 4 should he drop. That
Bingo.
Last little part is kind of a giveaway. Right. And we'll see what happens because there was also other reports. Kevin O'Connor from Yahoo Sports said that the Pelicans were really aggressively trying to trade up in this draft and they had Ace as the target. So you can start putting a couple different pieces together here, Mike, that if they decide to not use both of those picks, they could be trying to move up in this draft with Ace Bailey as their target.
Yeah, it would seem to be that way, Charlie. Just there's a lot of smoke and fire around all this sort of thing. And a lot of times players through their agents, because it's not the player that doesn't want to work out. It's the agent that's telling him, don't work out for that team. You're not going there. You're going somewhere else. And so a lot of times people point the finger at the player. This is really on the agent, who's really sort of trying to control where he's going to end up in this draft class. I've been around them way too long, 40 years for me. So I know exactly kind of how they try to move the chess pieces around. They also acquired the rights to Mo King in this deal also from the Pacers. And so it'd be interesting to see kind of what fit he would have with the Pelicans.
Yeah, Mojave King, who is a New Zealand player that was selected in the second round a couple years back, Mike. It's an interesting kind of tidbit. I think ultimately with the Pelicans, even if they don't decide to trade up with the 7th and the 23rd overall picks as ammunition, it's an interesting decision that Joe Dumars made because you're looking at the Pacers right now. They're in the NBA Finals. The Eastern Conference is going to be weaker next year because of Jason Tatum's Achilles tear, not even mentioning Dame Lillard and whatever the heck is going to happen with Milwaukee. You're expecting that Indiana is going to be good again next year. They have a young core. They're going to run it back with the team that they have. Joe Dumars, I think, is gambling that next year's pick from the Pacers that you got in return for the Brandon Ingram trade, if people will remember,
will be higher.
Will be higher than pick 23. And I think it's a good gamble to make because the Eastern Conference isn't going to be very good, and we're expecting the Pacers to be good again. So they think that the 23rd overall pick this year is going to be better than whatever pick that the Pacers would have had next year, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the other thing too, Charlie, do you think the Knicks are going to be better?
I think they're going to be just as good, Mike, and maybe they'll make a splash move, but whatever they decide to do, like, I mean, they have to figure out their coaching situation, obviously. Yeah. But their roster, you know, when they fired Thibodeau, they said that their roster is championship caliber, and I think that they are. So, but we'll just have to see which coach they bring in to lead that team.
Okay, but they built for Coach Thibodeau.
Yeah, yeah.
This is his roster.
Listen, you're not going to find any argument for me, Mike. I think that the Thibs decision was very silly and short-sighted by James Dolan. And, you know, they've been turned down 5 different times from current NBA teams when they've asked to interview their respective head coaches. So they obviously didn't have a very good plan when they fired Thibodeau.
Charlie, I told you from day one, they're going to go through this media circus. Oh, we asked for permission for that guy and for this guy.
Right.
And for that guy. They're going to get turned down all over. They already know who their coach is going to be. Okay? The owner's made that decision, but he wants to make it look legit that he's trying to do everything to put a championship caliber coaching staff together with New York. Listen, he knows how to play the PR game very, very well. But I think when you have this transition between coaches and you've built this team a certain way, another coach coming in, he's either got to adapt or he got to get new players. It's easier to say, you know, that guy don't fit with us. I want so-and-so. Charlie, it's going to be interesting what happens with the Knicks next year.
Hey, Mike,
I really believe that.
Real quick update from Omaha here. Oregon State and Louisville in the College World Series elimination game on the opposite side of the bracket. Louisville currently holds a 6-4 lead, but Oregon State loading the bases in the top of the ninth inning with nobody out. They're looking to potentially take the lead against the Cardinals in this elimination game on the opposite side of the bracket.
Charlie, a ball just squirted through the infield, and it looks as though now that Louisville, man, is just holding on for dear life.
Uh-oh.
As this game is tied 6-6 in the ninth inning. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. We come back, we'll have much more LSU talk and also give you the end of Oregon State Louisville, which is tied as Oregon State has made a run at this in the ninth inning. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.